advanced technology, or a primitive society. During an emotion-charged exchange that I had with a regional archaeologist working in New Mexico in the 1990s, the conversation turned toward the role of the past and what it can mean for our future today. We happened to meet at one of the most intriguing archaeological sites I've ever explored, the mysterious remnants of Chaco Canyon. Located in the Four Corners area of northwestern New Mexico, Chaco Canyon is an enigma of such significance that it's now recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site to ensure that the sophisticated observatory, the perfectly formed underground kivas, or the circular ceremonial chambers typically of some North American native traditions, as well as the 2,400 known archaeological sites, are preserved for future generations. Part of the mystery of Chaco Canyon is that while some aspects of the site show an advanced knowledge that's about 1,000 years ahead of the knowledge of people in the surrounding areas, other aspects appear to be crude and primitive. During the conversation, I suggested to the archaeologist that we may be standing on the remnants of one of the most technologically advanced civilizations to have lived in North America before the 20th century. This obviously was not an idea that was part of her training, and she was in no mood to entertain new theories. She said to me, "If they were so advanced, then where are the gadgets? Where are their toasters? Where are their microwave ovens and VCRs?" It was clear to me that we had very different ideas about the meaning of an advanced civilization and what the evidence it left behind would even look like. It was also clear that we would not agree on interpretation of the mysterious complex sprawling in front of us on that day. I never saw the archaeologist again, and I often wonder if the newer discoveries in places like Göbekli Tepe, Turkey, which now push the date of advanced civilization into the end of the last ice age, nearly 13,000 years ago, have changed the way that she thinks of Chaco Canyon. As I've mentioned in previous books, I find it so interesting that our interpretation of ancient civilizations hinges largely upon the things that they built. What about the thinking that underlies what they built? While, to the best of my knowledge, it's true that we've never found a television or VCR in the archaeological record of the American Southwest, or anywhere else for that matter, maybe the reason why we haven't is what we're missing here. And maybe that's precisely the clue to what the future of a transformed world would look like as well. The native peoples of America tell a story about our past that sounds more like a science fiction fantasy of another world. They say that a long time ago, the people of the earth lived very differently from those of today. There were fewer people to use the resources of the land. There were no wars in which people hurt one another and destroyed the land. And the people lived close to the land. They honored themselves and their relationship to one another and to the elements that gave them life. During this time, people were happy, healthy, and they lived to advanced ages of hundreds of years that we can only imagine today. And then something happened. And although the elders don't always agree on precisely what that something was, the outcome for each of the stories is the same. The people of the earth began to forget who they were. They began to forget the power they held within themselves to heal and work together. And they forgot their relationship to Mother Earth herself. They became lost, frightened, and lonely. In their loneliness, they longed for a deeper connection with the world. They began to build machines outside of themselves that could duplicate the powers they dreamed of. They built machines to enhance their senses of sight and sound that become dull, and other machines that could send healing into their bodies just the way their bodies used to create by healing from within. The elders say that the story isn't finished yet and that we're part of the last chapter. They say that we continue to be lost, frightened, and feel alone, and that until we remember who we are, we will continue to clutter our lives with the machines that mimic in the world around us the greatest powers that live within us.